holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out in the early morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idly in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And at about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last, and then go into the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landlord, saying, 'The last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, who created us, sustains us, and brings us to this new day.
Amen. Amen.
Let me start off with a couple of guideposts for you this morning. First of all, this quote from one of my favorite theologians, Richard Baker. In his 1993 book, Wishful Thinking, A Seeker's ABC, he says this advice about reading Scripture. Quote, "Don't start looking in the Bible for the answers it gives. Start by listening for the questions it asks." He goes on to say, when you hear the question that is your question, then you have already begun to hear much. Close up. The other aspect I want to share with you this morning is, look, let's face it. If you're not at least a little bit offended by this parable, you're not paying attention. So let me rephrase the parable in modern language. There was a man who had a vineyard. It was a good-sized vineyard. Now, he was not on the scale of Ernest and Julio Gallo. Let's say he's more along the level of Robert Mondavi. So he gets up in the morning, he turns on the TV to his weather channel, and he sees that in 2 days, there's going to be a major storm coming through. So he's got to get his harvest in. And it has been an incredible September for raising grapes. Warm, crisp, perfect. So he goes down to the local hall, and he grabs a bunch of guys, and he says, "Look, I'm Robert Mondavi, and I'm here to pay you an above-average wage. As a matter of fact, I'll pay you $120 for the day. That's $10 an hour. That's nothing to sneeze at. Minimum wage in this state is $7.25. So they go, "Oh, yeah, sure, we'll do that." So he loads them into a bunch of old school buses, and he takes them off into the vineyard, and they go to work. Now, about 9 o'clock, he has a bulletin from the weather service saying, "Guess what? The storm is on 2 days out. Going to hit tomorrow." And then he goes back to the center square and he grabs a few more. Those paying you day laborers waiting. He says, "Look, I'm Robert Mondavi and I'm here to pay you a fair wage to come help me gather my harvest." They go, "Sure." Realizing he still does not have enough eating, he goes back at 12 o'clock and gets more. Then he goes back at 3 o'clock and he gets more. And finally, in desperation, he goes at 5 o'clock and only the ne'er-do-wells are left. He says, "Look, I'm out of Mondavi, and I'm going to pay you a fair wage if you'll come and help me gather the grapes." So they trundle on off to the vineyard. Now, of course, human nature being the way it is, not one batch of grape pickers picks a single grape until he goes up to the side and he says, "Hey, listen, how much are you being paid for this? What's a fair wage?" And they go, "Oh, 120. And they go, oh, this is great. This is terrific. I can't believe it. So, they start at it, right? And they figure, well, if that's the case, okay, I'll get 100, some will get 70, some will get 40, okay, 10 bucks is 10 bucks. Robert, however, Robert has a surprise for him. At the end of the day, he calls his manager over, he says, listen, I'm going to take care of the pay stuff today. I'm going to fill the pay envelopes, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to pay the folks who showed up last at 5 o'clock, I want you to pay them first. And then I want you to go in succession until the ones that showed up at the break of dawn this morning. With all day, you pay them last. Okay? So, the first batch, the ones that arrived at 5 o'clock with their paychecks, one of the girls walked away, she opens up the envelope and finds inside six credits. $20. Now, do you think human nature being what it is, she's going to turn around and say, oh, Bonnie, I think you overpaid me? No, she high-failed it. That's impossible. But not before a couple of her boyfriends catch up with her. And they open up their envelopes, and what do you know? They both have inside six crisp $20 bills. Now, they don't just high-tail it. They go over to the others and say, God, I can't believe this. That's what we got. We got a full day's pay. We were only here for an hour. You suckers worked all day. Well, that does not go over very well, does it? No. And human nature, again, being what it is, decided that the most egregious of those will go to Robert and plead the case. Now, if wisdom was whispering in their ears, they hear the voice say, if you make a speech in anger, it'll be the best speech you ever regret. But they don't. And so the sweatiest, the most tired goes up to Robert and says, hey man, what's going on here? Those cops over there worked just an hour. You paid them the same amount of money as us who've been here all day. I don't get it. How come you made them equal to us? And this is where the question comes in that I think we need to hear. Are you envious because I'm generous? Asked God. Or literally in the Greek, is your eye evil because I am good? You see, Robert has a speech in his pocket. All ready for this. He pulls it out and he says, look, pal, he says, to the spokesman for all the bookkeepers on this parable who have existed for over 2,000 years. He says, look, pal, don't give me any, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, in Greek, it's agita. Don't give me any agita, he says. You agreed to $120 a day, and I gave you $120 a day. Take it and get out of here before I call the cops. If you want to get upset because I pay some pothead and Gucci loafer for an hour's work the same amount of pay, that's your business. Go ahead and mope about it. I decided I was going to be generous and pay everybody an equal amount. Look, Buster, I'm not asking you to like me. I'm asking you to enjoy me. Because when I'm happy, everybody's happy. No matter what they did or they didn't do. I'm telling you, if you want to mope, it's your business. All you're going to get is a lousy disposition from that. But since the only thing that's available to you is sudden moping, or taking the money that's been given to you as the gift that it is, why don't you just shut up and go into the tasting room and have yourself a free glass of Chardonnay? Drink up or move on. And that's how it goes. Are you envious? Because I am generous. Is your eye laughing because of what I do? Are our eyes so adjusted to the black ink that we don't see the gift that the red ink is? Do you see now? This parable is so important because it's Jesus' story about a parable of grace, the most incredible grace we can have. It is grace that works by raising the dead, not by rewarding the reward. And the judgment in this parable only falls on those who are so incredibly arrogant and angry and spiteful that they're not going to accept the best offer they'll ever have. And that's the difference, you see. That's the miracle of this parable. That's why it's so wonderful. Because it states once and for all that bookkeeping is the only punishable offense in the kingdom of heaven. For in that, you say, the books are ignored forever. And there is only one book, and it is the book of life. And there is only one name which each of us look at in that book. And it's our name. That's it. And in that book, nothing stands against us. There are no debt entries that will keep you out of the clutches of a love that will not let go of you. And there is no minimum balance by which grace cannot finagle all the accounts that will cancel your debts. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. But that's only for the fun of making the point. And the point is this: nobody is kicked out who was already in. For you see, if the world could be saved by bookkeeping, we'd all be worshiping Moses. We'd be living by the law. And God gave it a good shot, the law. God gave it about 1,000 years, and guess what? We couldn't pull it off. So God played the ultimate trump card and came to us in the form of Jesus, the Word made flesh to dwell among us. And God canceled out all of the evil in the world once and for all in the forgettable death of Jesus. In Jesus' mind, God, in that act, and renewed all of creation in the resurrection of the dead. For you see, only winners lose, because only losers can win. The reconciliation of the world simply cannot work in any other way. Evil cannot be gotten out of the world by reward and punishment. That just points out a shortage of sheep that turns God into one more bookkeeper, the ultimate one. And there's no way we can win in that situation. The only way to solve the problem of evil is for God to do what God in fact did, to take it out of the world by taking it into himself, to close the books on it forever. That the kingdom of heaven is for everyone. Everyone. Why are you to be angry? Are you grievous because God is generous? See the gift that this parable presents? On our basis, it doesn't work. On God's basis, it works beautifully. Listen for the questions. And when you hear the question that is your question, then you have already begun. Hear much.